Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I'm one of the pastors here at LifePoint. Sunday, I had the privilege of sharing the message at the Worthington campus as we opened up the Taboo series. The main idea that we're going to explore in this brand new series is our current controversies need timeless truth. And really, I think that this series is all about how you view the Bible. It's central to understanding the topics we're going to talk about, whether it be slavery or violence or issues of sexuality or really any issue culturally old or new. To me, it depends on really how you view the Bible, how you use the Bible, how you see its purpose and what it's all about. And so that's what I thought I would talk to you about today, is about really understanding the Bible. The Bible is really old, but it never gets old. It is more of a library than it is a book. The Bible is ancient, but it brings a timeless message to our modern world. I think one of the key things, especially when we think about slavery, which is what I talked about on Sunday, one of the key issues in understanding what the Bible has to say about any topic, but especially slavery, is to ensure that we read the Bible literarily instead of reading it literally. The temptation is just to open the Bible and to read it and to let that black ink on white paper speak to us. But what we have to realize is the Bible was written over thousands of years, not just decades, not just hundreds of years, but over literally thousands of years. In fact, the early biblical books that we have, Genesis, Exodus, I'm even throw Job in there, were orally passed down before people wrote things down. Like, there were stories long before they were written in any kind of book. And so they're thousands of years old. Some think even as were written down as late as 3500 BC, the earliest books. So you know, we're talking about what, 5500 years ago, something like that, the oldest. But really, it's older than that because it was passed down orally before it was written down. So you have something that's very old, that was written over a long period of time, that was written to people who aren't us. And so if you just open it and start reading it literally, without understanding what it is that you're dealing with, it is very easy to see why people are so critical of the Bible. It's easy to see why people misunderstand the Bible, is because it does take some work. In fact, one of my favorite quotes about kind of really understanding the Bible is from John Piper. He said, "When you rake, you get leaves, and when you dig, you get diamonds." And he says, to really understand the Bible, it takes a digging mind. But if you're willing to do some digging, you really come away with some beautiful gems from it, and really see its value. So we talk about the Bible being reading it literarily versus literally. What I mean is, we really have to consider what kind of literature that we're engaging with. For instance, the Bible is full of literature that is law code. That's a lot of what we see when it comes to this slavery issue. The Bible is history, it's narrative, it's poetry, it's wisdom, it's prophecy, it's eyewitness accounts. We call those gospels about the life of Jesus. They're letters, they're apocalyptic visions in the Bible. I mean, and so you have all of that different varied literature, and it very much matters how you read it. So you have to consider what kind of literature it is before you start to understand how to apply it. Let me give you a great example. When it comes to slavery, most of what's written in the Old Testament around slavery is what's called case law. We typically think about law today being, oh, there's one law that's exhaustive across every scenario and every time. Like, the law has to be this exhaustive, expansive idea. But that's not the way that case law worked. So a lot of the Old Testament law is case law. For instance, in Exodus 21, 1 through 3, in reference to slavery, it says, "Now these are the rules that you shall set before them. When you buy a Hebrew slave, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh he shall go free for nothing. And if he comes in single, he shall go out single. If he comes in married, then he shall go out, his wife shall go out with him." So in this specific instance, you see a lot of if-then statements. If he comes in like this, then he should go out like that. If you have this situation, then do this. If this comes up, then do that. And a lot of people want to criticize the Bible and say, oh, it should have repelled slavery, or it should have not condoned slavery. Some people say it condoned slavery. But what this case law shows us is that this was really specifically about these particular issues that the Hebrews were dealing with in their culture, in their time, when it comes to slavery. And so the Bible, it doesn't say that people shouldn't be slaves. It would have been impossible for them to understand that and think that in their time. Slavery was universal in the ancient Near East. It would be impossible for them to consider a world without slavery. But what the Bible does say is it does give very specific parameters and case laws for how you should understand the treatment of slaves. And for the Bible, this is light years ahead of a lot of other cultures and other law codes that gave no rights to slaves, that gave no paths to freedom at all. And so we're sometimes quick to criticize ancient people as if our modern sensibilities are so much more advanced. But really, they were a product of their time. The Bible was case laws that were written for their specific time and context. And in a lot of ways, the Bible was really moving things forward for the culture of its time. No one else in the time of the ancient Near East was giving slaves rights like the Hebrews were here. A couple more notes before we go. It should be said that American slavery was one of, if not the most brutal form of slavery in the world. It was horrible, race-based. It was chattel slavery, which was basically that another human being became property like any other thing that somebody owned. It was just totally terrible. All slavery is bad. All slavery is not good, but American slavery is particularly gruesome, violent, and evil. And so just something to keep in mind as we think about biblical slavery, there are differences. It's not good. None of them are good. And so as we think about people who are being critical of Christianity, it's helpful to understand the Bible. It's helped to understand the nature of the Bible. It's helped to understand what kind of literature am I dealing with. And that helps us kind of understand what's going on. So I hope that's helped you today. There's obviously more that could be said about that. Hope you can catch the entire message on lifepointohio.com. But today, as you think about what God's doing in your heart, I'm going to pray and then give you a minute to pray before I let you go. Lord, thank you so much that we have your the Word of God that's been given to us in the Bible. Thank you that although it's a complex and old book, it never gets old. It speaks to us even in our times and culture. And God, may we listen to it, and may we have digging minds that do diligence when it comes to interpretation to really understand what it means and what it says to us. And we pray all this in your name. Now you take a minute and you pray. Thanks again for joining us for today's DriveCast. Come back more this week for other episodes. See you then.